So good to be in the house of the Lord. So good to be in the house of the river of the Lord today. Thank you, Apostles Leonard and Janet Cook, for allowing me to be here today. Thank you for River for allowing me to be here today. Amen. Hallelujah. People of God, thank you for allowing me to be here. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have the kind of voice that that awesome woman has, Sonia. I don't have it, so you guys got to help me. And I'm notorious for messing up songs. Say, okay. Say, Sean, say, that's okay. Say it again. Okay, now. All right. I'm notorious for messing up songs. But I have something on the inside that I like to say. My hallelujah belongs to you. Do y'all know that? My hallelujah belongs to you. Again. My hallelujah belongs to you. One more time. My hallelujah belongs to you. And I like to say why. Say why. Why? You deserve it. That's why. Why? You deserve it. That's why. Just because he deserves it. Just because he deserves it. My God. Just because he deserves it. He's worthy just because he deserves it. Hallelujah. Amen. It gives me an honor to be here. Happy birthday to my friend, my sister in the gospel. We met when we were both taking a Bible school, and she was in the South Bend location. I was in Noblesville, and we just kind of clicked, and we've been friends ever since. No strings attached, just attached. Amen? Just attached. Hallelujah. The substance of things hoped for. Say that. The substance of things hoped for. Sometimes we don't even know what it is. The substance just doesn't have any form yet. It's not something tangible that we can put our hands on. It's the substance of things hoped for. And I'm just doing that as I looked it up when I was driving in with Miss Norma. It says a particular kind of matter. But sometimes we can't quite form it into words. We can't get our hands on it. But it's a substance. And sometimes it's just, we got something on the inside. We don't know how to form it, but it's just there's a something on the inside that we're hoping for. And it seems like it evades us. And then there's another portion of the scripture says it's the evidence. And it's kind of like those are two things that are completely different. Substance and then evidence. Think of that. Substance sounds like it's abstract. Evidence says it's a fact. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something you can see. But today, I want us to keep that in mind. But this morning as I was preparing, I just really sensed God was taking me to a portion of scripture. And you know, when we talk about faith, it deals with substance and evidence. But I'm going to go to Joshua. Let's go to the 6th chapter. Really, we could start with the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 15. And we're going to go right through the 6th chapter of Joshua. This morning as we were praying, I heard the woman of God say something about walls coming down. I heard somebody else went and got to shofar and the trumpets were blowing. It's like God shifted some things and I wasn't sure if I was on the right track. But this morning, God gave me some evidence this morning that I was on the right track. Hallelujah. 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 And so, my time is going to start now, Miss Norma. Amen. So I'm going to start with the 5th chapter. I want you to roll with me through these here. And Father, I thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for these people in this season, oh God. Lord, thank you for letting us be here today. And so today we're going to look at some passage of scripture. And in the fifth chapter of the Joshua, it says, and it came to pass. Say, it happened. It says, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and he looked, and there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. Hallelujah. It happened. It happened. Hallelujah. And he goes on and he says, and so Joshua goes over to him and he says, are you for us or are you for our adversaries? A line has been drawn in the sand. In the kingdom of God, there is a difference where we stand and where the enemy is positioned. We got to know this thing. Hallelujah. And so Joshua wanted to make sure that he understood what he thought he understood. And so he says, are thou for us or for our adversary? And so 14 says, but the captain of the host of the Lord says, I am now come. And so when Joshua realized he wasn't just something ordinary, Joshua fell down on his knees and he prostrate before and he began to worship. Hallelujah. When he fell down to the earth and he worshiped, he said, and so then Joshua says, so what are you here for? Father, we thank you. This is the season that we must know what you're doing and what you're here for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're just that kind of God. You're just that awesome. You're just that great a God, but we don't want to become so familiar in your presence. We don't want you just think you're just hanging out over here. We want to know what's on your mind, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we want to know what you want to do with us today. Oh my God, this is a season that we've got to know that we know that we know for very sure what God is saying to us today. And one of the things when we do, all of a sudden we've got to bow down and we've got to know that we're in the place of holiness. Hallelujah. And so he tells Joshua, he says, you're standing on holy ground. Say, shift. The ground has shifted. Some things have changed. The way we used to stand, what we used to do, it's not enough. They had manna. That shifted. No more manna. Now there's some other changes. And now then, chapter 6, and I'm going to do most of my teaching from there. Chapter 6, verse 1 says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. Jericho was trying to secure itself from the people of God. The world is trying to box us in to hold some territory because the enemy doesn't want us to come in and break some stuff up. See, we can be a one people when Jesus is in the mix. It doesn't matter what color we are. We can break up some stuff when we move by the Spirit of the living God. All of a sudden, we don't have to see each other's colors. We don't have to say black and white. We don't have to say yellow and brown. We say, we're kingdom people. We're children of the living God. You want to check my DNA? You won't check it by the color of my skin or the texture of my hair. Oh, but if you mess around and get real close, you'll see some DNA that says, I'm a child of the King of God. So Jericho was shut up tight. The world is trying to keep us locked out so that the world can operate. But this is a season for the people of God to begin to arise in this season. But you know what? We can't do it in our own strength. This is a kingdom battle. I don't care how many laws, and I used to be really a part of the NAACP and some other things, and then, you know, I'm down there in Versailles where I'm the minority of the minorities, but you know what? God sent me there. You know what? God sent me there. And you know what? When God sends us to a place, it just doesn't matter. It's about what's on the kingdom agenda. And you can pass all kind of laws you want to, and we got to have them. Because, you know, if you don't have them, things won't happen. But I tell you what, you've got to have a storing of the things of the kingdom of God so that when we have an opportunity to arise and to shine, we arise and shine because we understand kingdom business. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, sometimes we got to have some organizations. Sometimes we just got to have them because we just haven't caught up to it yet. Hallelujah. And you know, that's one of the things. I'm glad you invited me this month. Thank you. But he says, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. And so Jericho was staying all locked in. It was their walls closed in. So they just kept reinventing what they were doing. They just kept recycling their concepts. But then, verse 2 says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, he says, I have given into your hand Jericho. He says, I don't care what they've done. He says, I'm going to give you some authority. He says, I don't care what kind of laws have been done. I don't care what kind of things have been done. He says, I'm looking for a kingdom people. He says, I want to know who I can trust in this season. He says, I want to know just who I can trust in this season. He says, I'm going to do something. River, God is wanting to do something. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, we've got to see what God is doing. He's wanting us to know. He says, see, he says, I have given into thine hand Jericho. He says, I'm going to give you the king of Jericho and all the mighty men thereof. He said, the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord. He says, I don't care what's been established. He says, see. Verse 3 says, he says, and you'll compass the city. You want to take the city, you've got to take it by the kingdom principles. If we want to be successful in the city, we've got to use some kingdom principles. Hallelujah. That's who we are. He says, you shall compass the city, all ye men of war. I'm going to tell you what we're up against is a spiritual battle. We've got to be in it to win it. But we've got to have the word of God because God will support his word. He will support his word. I'm reminded, even as I said that, I was just reminded of something came to my mind just then. Well, why is it some people, you know, aren't living right? They can preach the gospel and people get healed and saved because he supports his word. It's not because he supports them or me. He supports his word. That's what he does. He supports his word. He says, you shall compass about the city, all ye men of war. He says, go about the city once. He says, do this for 6 days. Sometimes you just got to take a moment. Just take a moment and just check out and see what's really. I'm going to keep moving. He says, go check things out. He said, because what's going on in that part of the city may not be what's going on here. He says, but you need to go check things out so you can know what's going on. You got to have a clue. He said, go check things out. He said, just do it once. He said, do it once a day. He said, I want to see if you're faithful. He said, do it 6 days. I want to see if you'll be faithful. See, I'll give you the city, but are you going to be faithful? Substance of things hoped for. Sometimes when we start out, we don't know what we're going to get. We just have to be faithful. And we have to see what God's going to do. He says, I'll give you the city. He doesn't always tell us how it's going to take place. But we've got his word. Hallelujah. He says, go about the city once. He says, do it for 6 days. And then he says, I don't just want you to go about it with just government. He says, I don't want you to take the laws. He says, I want some priests. He says, I want the kingdom of God to be represented. He says, go check this thing out based on the word of God. He says, I want you to go check the city out. He says, I want you to see what's going on. He says, I want seven priests to go. Now, I might not be, but I stand to be corrected. Normally, I thought it was the Levites that would bear the ark. I'm not sure if that's right or not. So we can check that. But he told the priests, he says, I don't want you to bear the ark. So here the priests are not only going, but they're going with the word of God. We got to take Jericho, people. We got to tear some stuff down. It's called Jericho here, but there's some stuff in our nation that we've got to tear down that does not represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is the Jericho of our season. We don't want the enemy to trick us. That we'll major in the minor and not get to the major. Don't keep us busy picking up nets when it's a kingdom agenda before us. Don't just keep us busy. Hallelujah. He says, do this 6 days. And he says, the seven priests shall bear the ark. And he says, and then there shall be seven trumpets of the ram's horn. You didn't know I was going to be teaching from this today when you blew that shofar today. Dr. Janet didn't know where I was going to be going with the wall. You know, we're talking about some walls coming down. But you know what? In the prayer today, God allowed me to get comfortable like, okay, I got this. God had it. My substance wasn't real good this morning. You hear what I'm saying? My substance wasn't real good this morning. But you know what? When I heard it say the walls, and I don't know how, Norman, did you go out and get it? I had already brought in the shofar. All I know is I heard the ram's horn and the walls coming down. I'm like, yay. Yay. But my substance wasn't real good this morning because I wasn't sure I was on target. But now I'm sure, as they say, and I'm very sure. Hallelujah. Jesus. And so it goes on and he says, and the seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horn. And on the seventh day, you shall encompass the city seven times. What is he saying? He says, don't get tired just because you start out. Don't get tired. Don't get tired and say, I don't see any change. Begin to speak the word of God. Begin to say what God's word says about a situation. I don't care if Jericho wall is dealing with what's going on in your family. Begin to release the word of God. Oh, that wall will come tumbling down. Oh, I don't care if it's about what's going on in the city, whether it's gangs or no gangs. I don't care what that is. But there is a wall that needs to come down so that the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord. Seven priests. He didn't just send one out there. He said, seven, tag, you're it. River, this is your day. Tag, you're it. Somebody else time. He says, I want you to co-labor together. Seven priests. Seven trumpets. Begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy. Don't go about what you see. God speaks to the end in the beginning. Don't be stymied by what it is right now. The substance of things hoped for. If we will just endure like good soldiers, the evidence will be seen eventually. Ha. He says, go about the city seven times. He says, the priest will blow the trumpets. Men and women of God, what are we releasing into the atmosphere? What are we releasing into the atmosphere? Are we saying what God says? Are we saying what the world say? Hallelujah. Every now and then we need to check and see where we are. Verse 5 says, and it shall come to pass. Say, it will happen. Oh, it will happen. God is not a man that he shall lie. He says, it shall come to pass. So I can say, oh, it will happen. Whether I get to see it or not, it shall happen. Many of those in the faith chapter in Hebrews, they grabbed a hold to the word of God and they didn't let it go. They died, but you know what? They sowed the seed of the word of God. It was kind of like the old preacher used to say in the Baptist church. He said, I've got his word. I've got his word. When God speaks to us, we've got his word. We've got his word. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just got to know all we can hold on to is the word of God. And it says, and it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn. When you hear the sound, I heard the word sound this morning. Over in prayer, I heard there's a sound being released into the very atmosphere. There's a sound that's drowning out what the enemy is putting out. There's a sound from the kingdom of God that shall override everything that's being moved right now. There's a sound of a mighty rushing river in the name of Jesus. There's a sound, and God is doing some shaking. He's breaking up some stuff. My God. Huh. He says, when ye hear, oh God, we want to hear. In the midst of all that's being said, we need to hear what you're saying in this season. Oh God, don't let us drown out your word, oh God. Speak, God, your children are listening. These are the people. He says, when you hear the sound, all the people shall shout with a great shout. God is wanting some people that's going to jump and say, you can count me in. You can count me in. You can count me in. In case you didn't hear me, I'm going to shout it. You can count me in. In case you couldn't hear me, I'm going to shout it out. In case you don't believe it, I'm going to shout it out. World, if you think you're going to keep me out of it, I'm going to shout it out. I will not be silenced in this season. Devil is a liar. Fear not. He says, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend, every man straight before him. If we will align ourselves, the Jericho walls will fall down flat. They will fall down flat. And there are some teachers, commentaries that say Jericho wall fell down flat in the foundation, just went straight down. Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the Ark of the Covenant. We've got to be covenant keepers. We got to take up our covenants. It says, take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of God. He even set order. And he said unto the people, pass on and encompass the city, and let him that is armed. We've got to be armed with the word of God. We've got to be armed with the high praises of God. We've got to be armed with prayer. We've got to be armed with our giving. Oh, we can't leave any cracks for the enemy to have the right of way. We've got to be armed. You know, I like The Godfather, the movies The Godfather, and I like cowboy movies. I know I'm still getting delivered. But I like when he said, I make him an offer he can't refuse. He says, I make an offer he can't refuse. Cut that horse's head off. He says, something you love, he says, chop it off. Now let's talk. You know what? Every now and then we just got to let God make us an offer we can't refuse. So many times we think we can negotiate. make you an offer you can't refuse. Choose ye life or death. Jesus. And he said unto the people, pass on, encompass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass. Every time I see that, I want to say, and it shall happen. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. Because see, the enemy wants us to become weary and well-doing. That the seven priests, and they do all of that, and he says, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord follows them. 9. Over here it says, let's pick up in here, it says, verse 10, I want to look at that. Verse 10, it says, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, nor any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you, then you can shout it out. We've got to learn how to take instructions. We've got to learn how to take instructions. Sometimes we think we know what's going on, but God is speaking to the Joshuas. He's speaking to the Joshuas. He's not necessarily talking, but we're part of what he's doing, but he's speaking to the Joshua. Shh. You know what? I'll tell you what I said one time. There's, please, and we need to pray in tongues. We need to pray loud. We need to pray soft. We need to pray in tongues. But if there is somebody that broke in your house and you're trying to hide so they can't see you, I almost guarantee you're not going to pray in tongues loud unless God tells you to. I can almost guarantee you, you're going to be quiet. You're going to be so quiet. I'm not saying you won't be praying to be, but you ain't going to come with no Korabaka City. I'm over here. Come on. Unless God tells you to do it. We've got to learn how to take instructions. My note says about being disciples. Yeah, trying to make disciples. Yeah, okay. Verse 11 says, so the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Sometimes we just got to go back and get refreshed in the camp. We just got to go back and get refreshed so we can come out in war. Even Jesus receded to the mountain to pray. Sometimes we get burnt out because we don't know how to take a breather. And for all of those, and please don't nobody get mad at me. Somebody have to help me, but I've never seen the word sabbatical in the Bible yet. I'm serious. Don't get mad at me, anybody. I'm just saying what, you know, he says, go get refreshed. I'm just trying to tell the truth. See, I work with ministers all the time, and I hear all kinds of words. And I'm not saying, I don't understand. I understand when we have to step back so we can be refreshed. Jesus did it. But I've been looking for that word because many times when apostle is out, I interact with ministers. I interact with ministers, and I'm trying to hear because I want to give when I'm giving counsel, I want it to be the word of God. See, I can understand when you get tired. I just need to get some rest. See, I can understand saying that. I just need some rest. That's all I'm saying. So he says, verse 11, so the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Cool. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, the Lord and the priests took up the ark. 7 priests, 7 trumpets, keep on going with them 7. It says, and went with the Lord on continually and blew the trumpets. The armed men went before them. But the reward came after the ark. I did not get a chance to check that reward. Now, in my natural mind, I'm not saying this is a kingdom. This is like one of them words. I don't know. In the natural, I'm just saying reward. Okay. If I get a reward, seems like that's some more added to it. But I haven't checked it out. Say, Vern, haven't checked it out. Okay. So I'm just saying. Okay. I'm trying to get through this. I got a minute or two to go. Okay, the second day. And the second day, they compassed the city once and returned to the camp. So they had 6 days. Ooh, 15. This is it. I got shift by 15. I wrote some things right by my Bible right in here. So these are my notes. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the city and compassed the city, but then the same manner 7 times. Only on that day, they compassed the city 7 times. There was a shift. We've got to know when God is shifting. We've got to know when there's a tsunami and the platelets are shifting. We've got to know when things are shifting, when God is doing something spiritually speaking. Just as it is in the natural. Last week when I was here, it was a lot of snow on the ground. I kid you not. It was dirty, but there was some evidence. You guys had some snow. I kid you not. Then when we drove up here this week, I was telling Norm, I said, all the snow is gone just about. Except when I got out here at the river and I saw some patches of snow. There's a shift. Don't expect God to do everything the same way all the time. Verse 16, my last one. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout! You got to know when to get excited. Shout! You got to know when God's done something. You got to shout! You got to know when you just got to victory. Shout! You got to know when you got a breakthrough. Shout! You got to know when God just did something for you that was supernatural. It didn't make any sense because you couldn't buy it. You couldn't build it. Hallelujah. You just got to shout. That's what we got to do. We just got to shout. He said today he'll give you the city. And he didn't tell you to take up arms. He said just be armed. He said be armed with the word of God. Be armed with your praise and worship. Substance of things hoped for. Shout, for the Lord have given you the city. Shout, for the Lord has given y'all the city here. Not just because you're taking it by yourselves, but God is going to give the church the city. We've got to know when God is doing something. God wants to give us the city. He wants the people of God to arise so he can give us the keys to the city. The keys is just symbolic of what God wants to do in the realm of the Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to go to Hebrews 11 just so I can read what faith is, the substance of. Lord, help me. Let me get it. That's all I want to do. Make sure. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We've got to have some faith. But I want you to do something else with the word. When you see the word faith, then put a comma behind faith and say the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Here in Elkhart, Indiana, faith, comma, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen yet. But you've got his word. You've got his word. You've got his word. You've got his word. There's some evidence out there. You've got his word. You've got his word. Kidder, there's some evidence out there. You've got his word. You've got his word, young man, with your whatever leaning over that way. You've got his word. Hallelujah. You've got his word. His word works. Hallelujah. We've got his word. Hallelujah. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Just because you don't see the evidence right now, don't quit. Read this chapter in Hebrews 11 and see all of those that moved by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.